Here we go, Avenue for the Arts, doing great things this weekend and beyond. We're talking local shopping opportunities throughout this month of December, the power of repetition to keep our dollars here in Michigan, pop-up shows, again, opportunities right in our own backyard. The first Friday, come that would be tonight, holiday card party as well. So let's talk about what's happening in this neighborhood. Thanks to you, Mariah Kausert. You are an artist. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So we have a show going on at Sarah's studio, and Callie will talk more about that after. Our show is called How We Talk to Others, and it's a visual diary, and it features collage work from me, Haley Lamb, and a pop-up shop from Harmony Wen.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Callie Cherry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Justin McCauley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with the basics. What is Avenue for the Arts, Justin?
Avenue for the Arts is the geographic location of South Division between Fulton and Wealthy Street. And it includes shops like WUSA, Parliament. There's a lot of longstanding community favorites like Vertigo Records. There's social service agencies, about 300 apartments, galleries like UICA, 106 Galleries, Spiral, Craft House, and Sarah's Studios.
Great. And what are your the geographic location? Give me the streets.
It's Division Street, stretching from Fulton to Wealthy Street.
And certainly, I know your program features monthly events for artists and visitors, such as Callie and Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, throughout. So, Justin, what is First Fridays?
First Fridays is a monthly gallery and shop hop that takes place on the Avenue every First Friday. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., but some places do open up later than that.
And that's 6 to 9, and this week's flown by. Today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
So tonight we get out and play,
mm-hmm.
Yes,
right? All right, 6 to 9. I know over 10 locations monthly, so let's get into more of the skinny. Before I go back to you, Mariah, I'm going to start with you, Callie. Sarasus, right?
Sarasus. Yes.
And it's a live workspace?
Yes, so I rent the apartment from Dwelling Place, and the front third of my apartment is commercial space, so that is my gallery space.
Cool. Talk to me more about what we find in the gallery space.
So Sarasus is it's an educational gallery. We focus specifically on art students.
Yes. Those students looking to get better.
Exactly.
Right?
So a lot of art students, they don't have opportunities to exhibit art outside of their school, so this gives them an opportunity to have a new platform. We're actually going to be expanding in 2017 to also offer not just exhibition opportunities, but consignment shop opportunities for local art students as well. And then we also have the MISS program that we're launching this month, which is Makers in Safe Spaces, and it's a female-focused creative co-work group.
So you're busy.
I'm busy.
Yeah, yeah. Mariah, you want to expand on our conversation, the show going on at Sarasus?
Yes. So Haley and I are going to be showing collage work, and it's really cool because Haley's is pretty vintage and then mine's more modern, so it's really cool to see them contrast. And then we will have a pop-up shop with prints. We're going to have some collage kits for people as well. And then Harmony's going to show her ceramic work. So it's going to be a good variety for people to look at.
And this is all tonight, right?
Yes.
Yes,
this is all
yes.
Tonight.
Cool. Can you explain collage to me?
Yeah. So you're just kind of like cutting paper and images from found materials. I use a lot more modern magazines and newsprint and just random things that I find. And it's really nice because it is, our show especially, is very much a visual diary because I'm a writer too, so I like to incorporate words and nature into my art. So it's really cool because it's kind of my outlet and use as a diary.
So why make collage artworks? And I guess more on why you were attracted to that niche?
Especially since I like writing, I like putting visuals out there because I'm very much like having everything seen in front of me, like using my hands for it. So it's kind of my opportunity to put it all out on paper in a different way than just writing it out and just kind of seeing it come to life.
I trust the works are for sale?
Yes. Our original works are for sale, as well as we're each going to have a few pieces that will have prints too.
And you dropped the name of Haley and Harmony.
Mm-hmm. So Haley is a photographer and collage artist. She's studying at Kendall. She'll be graduating this year. And then the pop-up shop is with Harmony, and then she's going to be having ceramic work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. Kelly, back to you. How do you choose your artists here?
As a member of the Avenue of the Arts, I'm really fortunate to be able to use one of their greatest perks, which is the member database. So it shows information and portfolios for most of the Avenue for the Arts members, and that's been a great resource for me. I also contact local colleges, so most of the college professors have gotten an email from me at one time or another in the Grand Rapids area, and they will continue to. And then I also have word of mouth. We have a lot of students who attend First Fridays who then get interested because they see the space in person first.
It's all about connections. How do people contact you then?
So you can just email me at cerasusstudio@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
Spell that.
Cerasus Studio.
What's that name mean?
It is the Latin term for a tart cherry tree, which is a play on my last name and then my personality as a person.
See, you did the branding bit, didn't you?
I did.
Very, very cool that you are doing that. So, Justin, what other events happen during the December 1st Fridays, i.e. tonight?
Well, there's shows and events all over the Avenue. Tonight, there's great local shopping, including anywhere from 20 to 40% off at Archive Antiques. Mm-hmm. There's other stores like Smoking Jays, Vertigo Music's going to be open. There's going to be gallery shows at 106 South Division and 307, and both those are going to feature Kendall and Grand Valley students. And I think there's four different pop-up shops tonight.
Man, that'll be a big deal.
Yeah.
What's the weather? Maybe some, what's weather? Oh, chance of snow shower. Well, that's at 11 o'clock. Ah, a little rain, you know, but it's not bad.
About normal for lately.
It's December, yeah. So people find out about participating venues. How, Justin?
Well, every month we put out a newsletter with all the events going on, but we also post very regularly to our Facebook with every event that's going on, and we create an invite specifically for First Fridays.
Cool. And again, on the 5th, that holiday card potluck will be a big deal.
Yep. It's going to be really good.
So, avenueforthearts.com, Facebook, and more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Good enough? Like what you do?
I love it.
It's evident.
Always.
All right, guys. Thanks. We'll
wrap it
up. Say goodbye to you, and goodbye to you means Justin McCauley, Callie Cherry, and Mariah Cowsert. Quick and to the point. Take care, guys.